it was a mullet.
That's the way their hair is done.
Wow, it looks like a coonskin cap. That was weird.
Definitely.
Anyway.
Hey, listen.
So there's a bunch of stuff going on in the makeout room this week that I think is interesting.
And also fantastic hair in the arts corridor here today.
I'm going to go with, instead of doing them in order, I'm going to do them in the order of the way they interest me. On Wednesday, BFF FM presents karaoke at the Makeout Room. I can tap that if I want.
It just sounds bad. Not a roar.
The tapping was me trying to remember my friend who hosts BFF.FM karaoke, remember his on-air name, which is Tyler Pressburger. Something like that.
Yes, some friend you are.
Yeah, I forgot. Well, I forgot his air name on BFF. Anyway, he hosts karaoke at the Makeout Room next door to us from 8 to 2 a.m.
I bet he doesn't forget your drag name. Anyway.
Anna Full Access?
or Dolly Party On.
I moved on to Anna Full Access.
Okay.
Anyway.
As you age.
On Thursday, my friend Sasquatch Baracha was doing Into the Void, a Sabbath Aussie tribute. That is free from 7 to 10. He actually spun a very similar set for the recent Bob Sagath tribute show that was this past Thursday at the chapel. But I was unable to attend that because I'm broke, so I didn't go. But I will go see him spin the same stuff for free. As much as live Sabbath covers would have been cathartic right now. And then on Saturday, from noon to 5, there's the Makeout Room Record Swap, also hosted by Sasquatch Baracha.
That's cool.
Which I will be attending and looking at records I can't afford. And then on Monday, which is tomorrow, the band Hot Laundry, I will learn to speak in a moment now, the band Hot Laundry begins a month-long Monday night residency at the Makeout Room.
Okay, hold the phone, Maldoror. What the fuck? Did you just announce events that had already happened?
No. I said I was doing them out of chronological order.
Dude, that is not fucking helpful. It was in the order that interested you?
Yes. I did them order of priority.
It's just...
Okay, Monday is Hot Laundry.
There's only like two of those events left to see.
No, Monday is Hot Laundry. Wednesday is the BFF karaoke. Thursday is the Black Sabbath tribute DJ set. And then next Saturday, is the record swap.
Thank you. Okay, good clarification.
Perhaps it would have made more sense to do them.
It made
sense to do them in the way that interested me. Anyway, Hot Laundry is playing all month long on Monday nights. Tickets are $15 in advance, $20 at the door. And they've got a selection of great artists opening up for them, including Diablo Muerte, This Train Don't Stop, The Helltones, and The Ugly. So,
part of the cool thing about being in this neighborhood is having neighbors like the Makeout Room.
Anyway, check all that out if you can. Or just look in the window here, because soon we'll be having Makeout Room posters in the window,
which will be way easier to read than to understand what the fuck Maldoror just said. So,
hey, it's my set, which means we can go back to good music.
Oh, look at you. Everyone can hear how widely you're smiling when you say that, yes.
That's how, never mind.
I hear it.
Anyway, this is a song about someone named Johnny. It's called Johnny, I Hardly Knew Ya. By the Dropkick Murphys on RadioValencia.fm.
Well, on the road to sweet a thigh, haroo, haroo. Well, on the road to sweet a thigh, haroo, haroo. Well, on the road to sweet a thigh, a stick in the hand, a drop in the eye, a doleful damsel, I did cry. Johnny, I hardly knew ya. Look so mild, haroo, haroo. Where are the eyes that look so mild with my to see you home from the Isle of Ceylon. American boys come a long way. I was born and bred in the USA. So listen up close, I got something to say. Boys, I'm buying this ram. Well, it took a little while, but we're in this fight. Ain't going home till we're done what's right. Gonna drink Camden Town dry tonight. If I had to spend my last pound. When I first got in London, it was pouring down rain. Met a little girl in a field canteen. I'm losing my plane. Six more missions, I'm gone. Well, I asked if I could stay, and she said that I might. Then the warden came around and shut out the lights. Death raining out of the London night. We made love till dawn. Well, we're jolly good lady, cause marching home. Chest full of medals and a GI loan. They be waiting at the station down in San Antonio. And Johnny comes marching home. A pretty good ship. She took a ride coming across the channel last trip. Was thinking about my baby and letting her rip. I was got me through so far. Well, they could ship me all over this great big world. Never found nothing like my North End girl. Taking her home with me one day, sir. As soon as we win this war. But we gotta go, lady, comes marching home. Chest full of medals and a GI loan. Maybe waiting at the station at San Antonio.
You're listening to The Gear to Catastrophe, where the episode is all about names. And in studio, we have DJ Rocker Smooth, whose show is coming up at 6 p.m.
The Balcony. Oh, that was loud.
The Balcony with DJ Rocker Smooth. Stay tuned for that.
Which I didn't know that was what it's called. The area at the end of the bar where you and I frequently sit when we go to the Mission Bar.
What is it called? The Perennium?
That's the Balcony.
Oh, is it really?
Yes, I learned this from The Balcony with Rocker Smooth.
Oh, man.
Because we get to sit there damn it, I know their names. The two old guys on the Muppets. Statler and Waldorf, and then bitch about everybody else at the bar.
I thought you were going to give a Cheers reference, which I also love. DJ Rocker Smooth here in the house. No, we just turned something up. Just turned something up. Everything is turned down.
Just in case we're going to say something.
DJ Rocker Smooth
turned up the microphone.
Taking a chance on the World War II headset. No, we just turned it up, love. Just turn it up.
Well, okay, well, whatever.
He already has a headset. He's walking away from another opportunity to showcase his brilliance. That was my set. Say it worse.
All three songs were variations on When Johnny Comes Marching Home, but they're all, like, different.
Give us more Johns.
We heard Johnny, I Hardly Knew Ya by the Dropkick Murphys, which I think is the most true to the original Johnny Comes Marching Home melody. Middle song of the set was Steve Earle with Johnny Come Lately from his Copperhead Road record. The backing band on that is the Pogues, which I always thought was a very interesting combination because he's a country artist and he had the Pogues doing... and that song's about Vietnam rather than, you know, being whatever the other ones are about. And then the last song of the set was English Civil War by The Clash from the Give 'Em Enough Rope record, which is, you know, their first record's so great. I think that Give 'Em Enough Rope is a little overlooked because then they came out with London Calling and it was, you know. Give 'Em Enough Rope is also great, but it's surrounded by two other amazing records and it kind of pales by comparison, but fucking still a classic. Oh, are you back?
The only other person that can chime in to speak with you effectively about these topics would be DJ Rocker Smooth.
I'm not trying to steal you. No, I mean, I love that song. I'd never heard it before.
You're so welcome in the studio and
thank
on the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much, guys. I'm enjoying the show, by the way.
Thanks. I'm wondering if I should stick with the old Johnny theme or actually play some other names.
I'm so tired of Johns.
I think you could do the whole show with all, like, there's so many of them.
I bet I could. In fact, I know I could.
Rocker Smooth was threatening to steal the topic.
Knock yourself out, because
in like a month. I like the idea a lot. It's a good theme.
It's a rich vein. It was an easy pick.
It really was. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I thought of it while I was watching a samurai movie for some reason.
What happened to your segment? Maldoror watches stupid pop shit or whatever it is?
Whatever bullshit Maldoror watched this week.
Whatever.
I would require more preparation than I've done at the moment.
I would also like to introduce a new segment.
Okay.
Not today.
Okay, we'll do something great in the future.
But you know what? Stay hopeful, Maldoror. You're such a nightmare. I would like to do an entire segment about things that aren't related to the show. Sometimes that segment is going to be the entire show, as it was last week when I missed the assignment. If you guys want to check out what I'm talking about, Maldoror and I, we still
really
had
funny.
A good time. It was really funny, but what a horror. Oh, my God. I'm so distracted.
Yeah.
But I did, and I put together an entire show about the wrong topic, but it was very well done.
They worked well together because it was time and numbers, right?
Right, yeah.
If you want to check that
out. Two great themes for the price of one.
Yes, you did. Two. Anyway, check that out. RadioValencia.fm. Go to podcasts.
All right. We should get back to your third set so I have time to play something good later.
You're a nightmare. This next segment, I think you're going to enjoy it because
it's a depressing?
Yes.
All right.
That's why.
It's a gorgeous sunshiny day in the Mission, and you're not listening to the Grateful Dead, so congratulations to you.
Yeah, well done. This next segment, very sad shorts and one long and weird cool thing.
All right. This is Radio Valencia.
Opening it up. Sorry.
You're pre-announcing?
It's nap time. We're just going to open it up with the zombies. The rest will explain itself. This is A Rose for Emily on Radio Valencia.
.fm.
The summer is here at last. The sky is overcast and no one brings a rose for Emily. She watches her flowers grow while lovers come and go to give each other colors are fading now. She keeps her pride somehow. That's all she has, protecting her from pain. And as the years go by, she will grow old and die. The roses in her garden fade away. Not one left for her grave. Not a rose for Emily. Emily, can't you see there's nothing you can do? The sun is shining. There's loving everywhere. Are fading now. She keeps her pride somehow. That's all she has, protecting her from pain. And as the years go by, she will grow old and die. The roses in her garden fade away. Not one left for her grave. Not a rose for
I'd like to remind you that Che from the Bay is the one keeping the flaming soul of this dumpster fire alive.
Closing out that set here on The Cure to Catastrophe, the episode featuring songs with names. That was Berta's Flame by Black Elephant. That might be the gem, like the best find.
Yeah, I really like that.
That I came across.
When I play stuff like that, you complain, but...
That's not true.
Anyway.
Rarely do you unearth something. Anyway, they're Italian.
It's because we keep doing themes.
They've been around for 14 years. It's hard to say if they're heavy blues or fuzz or psychedelic, but that
is... I'm going to call that psych doom metal.
Doom? Is that doom?
And if you're into that kind of stuff, on Thursday, go check out DJ Sasquatch Baracho next door at the Makeout Room, because he will be playing not just Black Sabbath, but Black Sabbath-influenced doom metal bands, and some songs that actually sample Black Sabbath, because I guess they're more of those than you would expect, like hip-hop songs and stuff. So check that out. It's free.
So that was Berta's Flame by Black Elephant. I want to return to the idea of how many songs there are actually written about women named Berta, which I found tremendously interesting. Before that, it was Our Very Sad Shorts, Vera by Pink Floyd, which you may have totally forgotten about.
No, because everyone's heard The Wall a million times.
Something that you may have never heard by Tom Waits called Cinny's Waltz, which is such a lovely cinematic, dramatic little
sad
piece.
Yeah, but I didn't know it.
But so it presses on, hopefully, in the way that a waltz should. Opening it up, another sad bit, A Rose for Emily by The Zombies.
Okay.
I like that set.
Good.
Too bad for you. I love finding Black Elephant. I really do think that was good. That's the best.
We did talk off mic about just doing bands that have black in the name, like Black Pumas, Black Sabbath, Black Elephant, Black Cobra.
Keys.
Yeah. All right. That's a potential future idea. Now we can just do the color. Anyway, this created catastrophe.
It's the absence of...
Oh, I was going to do my thing. Oh, well, I don't have time.
Actually, the absence of color.
I thought it was all colors combined. White is the absence of color.
I think white's all the colors combined.
I think it depends on whether you're talking about paint or light. I think it's opposite for paint than it is for light.
Hmm.
Like, if you put all the colors together on a paint palette, you end up with black. But
yes.
Optically, if you put them all together, I think you end up with white. Which is weird, but the way...
It's weird even though we say optically, because it's the brain that's seeing. It's just the eye that's the vessel. Anyway, you know what? This is not what this episode is about.
Let's talk more about mixing paint pigments.
You put this sort of naptime music on,
yeah,
and I feel like, should we go Bob Ross, you know?
This is Flitter by... Jeffrey Alexander, who used to have a show here on Radio Valencia a long time ago.
Yes, there can be no beautiful endings without beautiful mistakes.
Anyway, let's have some fluffy little trees. Happy little trees.
Happy little trees.
Shall I get back to some music?
Yes, and I'll smoke some happy little trees. Hey guys, stay tuned for The Balcony, not The Perennium. At 6 p.m.
Yeah. I believe Cheap Hooch is also doing an encore presentation once again this week, so they'll be up at the top of the hour at 4, which is soon.
I appreciate so much that DJ Rocker Smooth has the depth of knowledge that you seem to have about music. Like, you guys get weird about shit. It's so cool.
You know, we have at the place we both hang out, the Elks Lodge, we have a running, like, $1 bet on can you name what this... video is, and usually neither it's not worth betting because we both know it, but now and then it's like, oh shit, what is this? He always gets me on like the Jodeci.
Oh my god.
Stuff like that, and like
love the Italian version, this black man, Jodeci, incredibile.
I was just in Italy.
How's your Italian? Can't even fake it.
Muy mellow.
Yes. It sounds a little more gringo Mexican. Good job. Hanford Lamore reporting. If you didn't know, that's where Maldoror's from. Hi. Shout out to Mom Doror.
Who's not from there.
But who may be listening.
Yeah. Hi, Mom. All right. Shall we move along?
Yes. Did we want to talk about the number of songs, though, that were written about Berta's?
Well,
We could do Berta's and John's all in day. It's so wild.
I didn't find any Berta songs, but it is weird because I only knew one person in my life named Berta, and I thought it was not the greatest name. but because it was short for Roberta, and I'm like, why don't you just, that extra syllable isn't that hard. Why don't you just go by Roberta? What's your name? But whatever.
She could have gone by Robert. No.
Definitely not.
You're listening to The Curated Catastrophe, Maldor. What do you have?
You're in the lounge of The Curated Catastrophe.
Yes.
Slip out of your robe.
Get into the bathtub. Add some Epsom salts.
All right, this is the Ballad of Jimmy and Johnny.
To start whispering in case they are in the bathtub.
Well, they're probably in the bathtub after Vera.
Okay, well, if you're going to do that, just know the right way to cut. It's going to be fine.
Yeah.
No, I know, that was such a
sad
set.
Down the tracks, not across the rails.
I did really like that set, though, as sad as it was.
All right, well, my next set is going to be much peppier.
Yes. Are we going to end up in a dance party today?
No, we're going to end up in a punk rock party.
Are we going to hear any Saweetie?
Definitely not any Saweetie.
Maldor off air was talking about how John Miller,
the broadcaster for the SF Giants,
was having not difficulty, but how he got to continuously announce the fact that Saweetie, who is super popular from the East Bay, beautiful,
apparently popular enough to play at the ballpark, the Giants ballpark.
Yes, and how he had to pronounce her name because she's just street, like she's know, but she's like Saweetie. She's just like, you know, songs about good and, dick, but, and rich men. And,
but he was like Saweetie.
Yes, as he, as the
like Jodici.
Jodici. Jodici. I might have to open the show with Jodici next week.
This is Curated Catastrophe.
On Radio Valencia.
.fm. Jimmy and John, two friends of mine. Skinhead with their clam. White side, similarities, punk. I don't feel the same. See, John thinks Jimmy's a mod. And Jimmy thinks John's a punk. Jimmy listens to Ska. And John likes to ask you to sing. Jimmy and John chases whatever. Jacob cares with a 5-5-5. One to the middle, right? Things all right. Skinhead's hands in a pit. There's a war in a cemetery. Just fight. Stop joking. What the fuck? What are they thinking? Jimmy and John tell us the end. Jimmy and John tell us the end. Don't call back on his school at night. Johnny had a jacked up set that blew out of lock the lights. Kidding, dancing, ripping. There's a war in the cemetery. Start the fight, stop the drinking. What the fuck, what are they thinking? Jimmy and Johnny, tell me what's the earth. Jimmy and Johnny, tell me what's the earth. Yeah! Okay, well, that's different than the last background music.
I feel like an advertisement for some medication is about to begin. Why do I feel that's the case?
Do you have angina?
My angina's flaring up.
That was my set, and as promised, we tried to drag things out of the Marriott's trench of depression.
Background.
Oh, I don't know what you're making
gesticulations about.
Yeah.
Which is another example of ephrasis.
We kick things off with the Ballad of Jimmy and Johnny by Rancid, which I think is on Out Come the Wolves, their most popular
record.
You're
speaking, you'll turn down the background music.
We heard Bullet by the Misfits, which is about the John F. Kennedy assassination, and has that great Ride Johnny Ride chorus. We heard, and I played this mostly because of the title. The title of the song is Johnny Ramone was in a fucking good band, but he was a Gabba Gabba You Suck by Frenzelbaum. It takes longer to pronounce that, to spit that all out through the song, which is only 30 seconds long. We heard Johnny Quest Thinks We're Sellouts by Less Than Jake, from their one great record, Lucky Streak, or Losing Streak. They never...
Totally different.
Never bested that again. And then we heard Johnny Too Bad from the Slickers, one of the many great tracks that happened to be being recorded while they were making the Harder They Come soundtrack. That soundtrack is legendary and did a huge amount to popularize reggae in America. And it was all just like stuff that happened to be being recorded while they were shooting the movie. So yeah, that was Johnny Too Bad by the Slickers. I know nothing else about the Slickers. I don't even know if they put out a whole album. Anyway, that was I was going to say last set, but I have more to play.
Is it more John's, Johnny's, Justin's?
It's all Johnny's so far.
It's all Johnny's. Okay, we continue this thing.
If you like, I could play it. I have some other names. I've got one called Sam the Whaler.
Oh, boy. No, do the Johns. Do the Johnny's. John, Johnny's, Jack's. All acceptable.
I really do have
Please
one called
carry on.
Sam the Whaler.
Of course you do. Of course you do. If you don't know what we're referencing, Meldrower has a proclivity for wailing songs.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you
really
do.
Just,
yes, you
we
do.
We did that whole show where we didn't agree on
it. Dude,
on
it
something.
Wasn't one show. It was a repeated. It kept creeping up as a theme.
Well, now I keep trying to throw wailing songs.
Yes,
in
you
impossible.
Do. Yes, yes. So
I couldn't find Johnny the Wailer. Sorry.
He admits it on air. We've got it. Timestamp that.
All right. This is.
Wait, you're the EP.
This is a band that also never equaled their early heights. This is from their first record, Only Lad. This is Oingo Boingo.
Good God, John.
Yeah, Johnny. This whole song is about a kid named Johnny who's a miscreant.
Johnny. Don't you slip up or play the fool.
Oh, no more. Oh, no, da. I'll be your golden boy. I will obey every golden rule. Get told by the teacher not to daydream. I'm told by my mother.
Football with you, John? No? Oh. You must be gonna play cricket this year then, are you, John?
Nah, 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 nah.
Well, you sure are a funny kid, Johnny. But I like you. So tell me, what kind of boy are you, John?
I only like dreaming all the day long. And no one is screaming. Bigger, 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 bigger.
Listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, and before we get out of here, Maldor is going to back announce this terrific extra John set.
Yeah, there's more Johnnies here. We kick things off with Only a Lad by Oingo Boingo. We heard Be Good Johnny from Men at Work. We have to get out of here and make way for the Cheap Hooch encore presentation, but we'll leave you with Peter Tosh's version of Johnny Be Good.
Thanks for being with us this Sunday and every Sunday that we're live in studio for The Cure to Catastrophe. We love you guys. Feel free to check out RadioValencia.fm if you're so inclined. Make a donation by hitting the PayPal button. Ensure that we stay in this fantastic storefront location. We'll see you next week with another topic. We'll still be ill-prepared.
I probably haven't enough Johnny songs to do a whole nother Johnny episode.
Listen, we're not going to do the snakes thing, Maldor. We're not going to do, you know, five episodes of snakes, five episodes of Johns and Johnnies. We're not. It's not.
This is The Curated Catastrophe.
Radio Valencia.
Dot FM.